Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet. Hello, everybody. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the host of the Raw Dog Food Truth. And today we're going to be talking about why you should avoid fish oils at all cost. But before we talk about that, I want to start off with our bing testimonials. And this is from Rebecca. Rebecca says, I'm so happy I found Raw Dog Food and Company. I've been searching a while for a local raw dog food and company that delivers products and is well priced. I'm in Greeley and have a 4-month-old Siberian Husky puppy who we just switched to raw after he was sick nonstop for weeks. And problems almost immediately got better with raw, and we know that this is the best choice for him. Thanks so much, Rebecca. And then from Jenny, I'm so glad I didn't let my vet scare me away from feeding raw. My Roddy looks amazing and no more itching or meds. Thank you for bringing such a great product at a great price to our Sherman. Thank you, Jenny. We appreciate you. And you can find out more about how you can get raw dog food delivered right to you at rawdogfoodandcompany.com. All right, well, let's talk about fish oils. Fish oils to avoid at all costs. Now, I have to tell you that fish oil, oh my goodness, do you know that fish oil is a $1.2 billion industry? It is a huge industry. Everyone wants to take it, human and dogs alike, for its health properties. However, is fish oil really all it's cracked up to be? Well, it's been a popular supplement for dogs, and it does provide omega-3 essential fatty acids like DHA and EPA. Those support a healthy immune system. It reduces inflammation. It benefits skin and coat, and it helps dogs' cognitive function, probably human function as well. But you can't really get this benefit out of a bottle or a capsule. Why? Because when you open up a bottle of your fish oil, it exposes it to air and you cause oxidative stress and oxidative damage. And fish oil is extremely vulnerable to oxidative damage. So when omega-3 fat particles are exposed to air, they begin to break down and create this oxygen-containing free radical, okay? And free radicals cause premature aging and disease because free radicals damage proteins, DNA, and other cellular structures. Oxidative stress, which is what happens when you open up that bottle of fish oil, pour it in your dog's food. Oxidative stress causes inflammation in the body. And that's something that we don't want, right? We don't want inflammation in our body. We don't want it in our dog's bodies. Inflammation can lead to chronic health problems, including cancer. And we've seen a major rise in cancer in our dogs, as well as obesity. But we certainly don't want our dogs to have cancer. So we do everything that we can to provide a healthy food for them, right? And I know that many people think that fish oils are the best thing, but bottled fish oils and capsules, they can also contain heavy metals like arsenic, mercury, and lead. Oh my gosh, which can damage the nervous system and cause certain cancers, as well as liver and kidney damage. And other contaminants like PCBs and dioxins can also be found in fish oils, causing an array of disorders, including nervous and immune system issues, endocrine and productive disorders. It can cause skin problems and even some types of cancer, as we said before. So most fish oils most fish oils will already be oxidized before you even buy it. Oh, gosh. Are you throwing your money away? Oxygen leaks through those plastic containers and even the gel caps. Did you know that? And that causes harmful oxidation. And even if your fish oil is in a glass container, every time you open it up to give some to your dog, oxidation occurs and the risk of health issues go up. So I know that a lot of people love fish oils and they love krill oil, okay? So they'll say, well, I'm putting krill oil in my dog's food. Now, krill oil is more stable than other fish oils, but it's still susceptible to oxidation once you open the bottle. Krill oil contains a natural antioxidant, and it does prolong shelf life, okay? However, krill oil still degrades very quickly, so its protective qualities are diminished over time. But what about omega-3 fatty acids? Our dogs do need omega-3s to control inflammation and reduce risk of health issues, right? So what are you going to do? What can you do? We would like for you to not use the bottle or the capsule, fish oil, or krill oil because of the oxidation process. But there is a great alternative, and that is to feed your dog a small, oily fish like sardines. Okay, like sardines. Fish in general is a great source of protein, calcium, niacin, and omega-3 fats, which your dog needs. In fact, giving a whole food like a sardine is a much better way to give your dog omega-3 fatty acids than fish oil, which is very unstable and can easily, boom, just like that, become rancid. Okay, so we like these small, oily fish because larger fish that are higher up in the food chain can become contaminated with toxins like mercury, okay? And those are carcinogenic chemicals, and those should be avoided. So the solution is to give your dog the smaller, fatty fish like sardines. It's a good idea to have those frozen for at least 2 weeks before feeding, all right, to avoid any parasites that may be in some fish. And you can feed these sardines whole and raw 2 or 3 times a week, depending on your dog's taste. You know, give them either thawed or fish sickles, as we call them, the frozen small sardines. Now, you can get these sardines right at Raw Dog Food and Company. Our sardines come from the USA. They come from the USA and the Gulf of Mexico. And let me just tell you what the O3 benefits are. Well, they alleviate the harmful effects of allergies and other conditions that result from an overreactive immune system. All right? Also, small oily fish, like these sardines, they slow the growth of common yeast infections. They also aid proper development of the retina and visual cortex. They regulate blood clotting activity. They slow the development and spread of certain pet cancers. They also benefit and help with cardiovascular disorders, cognitive function, and neurological health. One of the big things that we love about these small sardines is they help with osteoarthritis and inflammatory skin diseases and kidney disease. Wild-caught sardines right there at Raw Dog Food and Company. And we believe feeding a whole natural fish is far superior to a processed fish oil. Sardines are a great option to replace those commercial fish oils that can go rancid fast. Okay? Sardines are sustainable fish feeding, mostly on plankton. And if you've read about plankton, it's awesome for your dogs. And they're classed, these sardines are classed among the lowest mercury-containing fish. Dr. John Bauer, who is a leading veterinary nutritionist, wrote, omega-3 fatty acids are critically important in pet neuromuscular development, skin health, and quote, coat quality. All right. So sardines, they're a great source of EPA and DHA, which are long chain omega-3 fatty acids, but they're also high in protein. And they provide a range of trace minerals, which includes natural forms of zinc, antioxidants, and a full spectrum of vitamins, which include vitamin D, B12, E, and K. All right. So I want you to double check your pantry. Double check your pantry and find out if you, how long have you had that fish oil? How long have you had that krill oil? How many times has it been opened since you purchased it? And are you sure that air has not been able to get in through the bottle? Our research shows that it does. So you may just be throwing your money out the window and giving your dog something that's not of great value at the same time. So again, we here at Raw Dog Food and Company would prefer and suggest and do your research, as I always say, you know, do your own research. Because who am I? You know, I'm just a person who's been feeding raw for 17 years. That's all. That's it. I don't know everything. You do your own research and then go to Raw Dog Food and Company. Take a look at our seafood section in our shop and get you some sardines so that you can balance out those omega-6s that you are going to get with your prey model diets because they're high in the meat. Okay, we need those omega-3s to balance all of that out. You're going to get that with your sardines. So when you place your order, make sure that you are getting those fish sickles for your dog. All right? If you have any questions, you can always find me, Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, or my husband, Mr. Rick Moffitt, at Raw Dog Food and Company. And we are here to help you give the best pet nutrition that you can find. Why? Because your dog's health is our business. All right, everybody, that's it for today. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.